Welcome back to the show from the future's past. Welcome to Flashback Episode 5. This time we shall be discussing another superhero classic, Superboy the Great Kryptonite Caper. And joining me once again, we have Josh and Troy, who I hope doesn't have any other club names this week.
No, just Troy.
Just Troy.
Yeah.
We're going to be checking out Superboy, the Great Kryptonite Caper, and let's head to the episode.
Well,
so that was Superboy, the Great Kryptonite Caper, and yeah, I mean, okay, we might as well get this out of the way, because it's something a lot of comic book fans hate, is this whole kryptonite thing. Not so much that it's his weakness, but the fact that it's so abundant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It falls into the bad guy's lap in this episode.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay. So you can just be hanging out one day and you can defeat the world's strongest man.
Yeah.
Because it's raining. So.
Raining kryptonite.
Yeah.
There's not much more to say about that other than it's really just poor writing.
Yeah.
And that happens often with Superman, which I think is the bigger issue, not so much the reliance on kryptonite as his sole weakness.
I think maybe that back then, anyway, when that cartoon was made, kryptonite was really his only weakness altogether. Whereas now he can be pummeled, or he can get magic stuff against him, or something like that.
Yeah.
But before, it was just kryptonite. That's it. That was the end all for him.
Yeah.
But I thought even then he would. Okay. Because he's not weak against magic. If I'm not mistaken, it's that magic affects him as it affects a normal person.
Okay, so yeah, maybe, I don't know, but I mean, in this cartoon, like, kryptonite gets near him and he like faints. So
yeah,
I know what you're saying, but
I've always wondered, because they always say does kryptonite kill him, or does it just take away his powers? Because most of the time, it's usually he's around kryptonite, he gets weak, and it's just that.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's like, oh, it will kill him. So is it deadly to him, or does it just take away his powers?
I think it depends on the amount.
Yeah.
Because in Superman, Batman, for example, I know it's written by Loeb and not very many people like him, but he gets shot by Metallo with a tiny bullet made of kryptonite, and it like totally KOs him, and Batman's got to like take it out.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, but the thing with that, the reason that affected him so much is because it's basically, it's like if you were to have something injected into your body where you couldn't heal, is that you won't get better because your body is constantly being attacked. And that's why it hurts him so much, is because I think it would have killed him in the fact that his body wouldn't have gotten better. Not so much that, oh, it's kryptonite.
Oh, maybe.
Again, I could be mistaken. That's the thing I don't get. It's like I used to watch Joseph and Clark, The Real Adventures of Superman, and like, they injected him through a kiss or whatever, and it's kind of like a show acting poison towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that. But also, you know, like, for example, Poison Ivy can control him with a kiss, or he's been mind-controlled and stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I consider that stuff weaknesses, too, because once you become either, like, the bad guy, or, you know, if you're affected in such a way that you're not Superman anymore, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think that's kind of what magic. It's not like, oh, magic, he's going to be weak. Like, Zatanna is not going to be beating down Superman. It's just that he's not immune to it kicking his ass like a normal person.
Right. But
yeah.
Like if Zatanna was like, you know, saying, teleport wherever backwards, and then he did. That's kind of a weakness, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't think, because for me, I think of like Kryptonite, where it really disables him, where he can't really.
Yes.
Like, he can fight you if you do magic. It's just that, you know, like, it's going to affect him, like, if you were doing it against anybody else. But I guess back to this episode, I mean, it really wasn't much to it, and I guess that kind of happens with Smallville, and...
Smallville.
I mean, there's not many super boyfriends. I mean, when you think about it, you know, like, most of the people, like Lex Luthor, Doomsday... I don't even think Darkseid was around during this cartoon.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Legion of Superheroes was... And all those guys, the bad guys and stuff from Legion of Superheroes were around.
Yeah.
But it was mostly Lex Luthor, I believe, in the old cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Lex Luthor pretty much anywhere. And I think Lex Luthor's as integral to the Superman mythos as there was Shane and Clark Kent. Where it's kind of like the, you know, it's like the Trinity, like Ganondorf, Inc. and Zelda, where you kind of need them all. I think the problem always becomes how much you use Luthor, though. And that it's just kind of annoying when he has his hand in everything. And this is just my mini rant towards another Superman movie. Because, I mean, there's been, what, 5 big screen Superman movies, and next year there's been 5 of them.
5? Yeah. Has there been 5?
He's been in all of them.
I think there's like more than 5, like 6. Because there's one before.
Well, there's Superman 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then there's Superman Returns.
But there was one Superman movie
before Christopher Reeve was Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. George Reeves.
Yeah. Anyways. Go on.
Anyways.
Oh,
yes.
Lex Luthor, yeah.
But back to this episode. It does have Lana, who's a fixture in Smallville in his early life. And, you know, she finds this the kryptonite that the criminals apparently drop. And it grows and it's shiny, and she wears it as a necklace because that's what you do when you find a radioactive ruby. I'm not even sure how she wore it as a necklace. I don't know if she like drilled a hole in it or whatever, but yeah, she wears it, and then she goes to meet Clark Kent, and it, you know, acts up, and he passes out. His father looks after him. He goes, he builds some child, some orphanage. He gets it halfway done and he bails on the job because the kids don't deserve his hard work.
Sorry guys, I'll have to do this later.
Yeah.
Oh, if you can't see him tonight, not my fault.
It's almost like you scared him away, Lana.
It's not my fault if you guys don't have any parents.
I was about to say, it's kind of a douchey thing to say to somebody. It's like, you're ugly. He's running away from you.
Yeah. Your parents didn't love you as a baby. That's why you're an orphan. Get out of here.
But yeah, after he does that, actually, I don't know what happens after that. Oh, the criminals, they kidnap Lana because she's walking on her own, and they apparently just parked knowing that she was going to come to this area.
And they just swipe her.
Yeah, and she, like, slides into the car.
Yeah.
Like, there's no – it's just, like, 2 frames.
Yeah.
Again, you know, this is why animations, just like technology, always improves, which is why even though I think Batman the Animated Series is an awesome show, I always think the Batman is a much better animated show.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, then Superman does some extreme fishing. I don't know how he did it. He takes his, well, one, he goes and gets a ruby and he, like in 2 frames, he literally just crushes it into the perfect shape.
Yeah.
The same shape as the kryptonite. Yeah. With crypto.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess before that is like, he apparently was able to locate this specific gem that is exactly like kryptonite. And he knew exactly where to find a deposit of it.
Yeah.
So kudos to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep using your X-ray vision, Crypto.
Yeah.
And yes, he creates a fishing line, I guess, in which he uses. Somehow he always sits perfectly down, which even as implausible as it is, I give him credit for.
But the
fact that he got it off the rope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then was able to loop around and get it onto the other one perfectly, where he was able to lift that up, is what kind of brings me out of that. I'm like, I don't care if you're Superman. I don't know how you do that from that far away without not without being shaky.
Yeah, and if you watch that part again, like the crack that he puts the emerald in is like the smallest little crack, like it's like a sliver of like a,
yeah, it looks like just a piece is missing, yeah. And it's not even like circular, so
yeah.
I don't know how it fit there, but I mean, maybe we just don't have supervision to understand.
Super precision.
Yes.
Super precision vision. yes, and then, you know, Lana apparently at some point figured out that Clark Kent is
Superboy.
And she apparently, you know, the first thing you want to do is jot it out to a bunch of random strangers.
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, at the end of the episode, though, it's all resolved that he isn't Superboy because that's not actually kryptonite. And he winks at the screen to let us know that we're in on the joke.
Yeah.
Great way to end the cartoon.
And it's something, I mean, I think it's a harken back to the George Reeves era where he would always do that. And he would just, you know, like a wink, wink, nod, nod to your, yeah.
Yeah.
To the audience, yeah. I should say.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. And, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Any final thoughts on Superboy, the Great Kryptonite Caper?
Boring? I don't know. I didn't really... It's kind of too static and... I don't know. Not my... I guess I gotta kind of be in the mood to kind of watch...
Crampy cartoons?
Yeah.
Well, next time, maybe we'll try a good cartoon.
Oh.
I'm assuming we're gonna aim for Lunatics, because I still want to see
an episode. Oh, yes, yes. I would really like to watch Lunatics.
Yeah, wouldn't mind. I haven't ever seen it, so... Like, fresh eyes on that.
Alright.
But for... Flashback Episode 5, this has been Earl, Josh, and Troy. Later days.